You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
And it's a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day if you want it to be, and a new day if you want it to be. Behold, all things are made new by the hand of the Master. Hi, I'm Rhett Palmer. Glad to have you in the studio today, Mr. David Preston Usher.
Great to be here.
Great to be here. So we're going to be talking about the new year. And right away, you have this thing on your mind you want to talk about. There's a desk, a resolve desk. What is a resolve desk? And who put that in the inner circle, the Oval Office?
Yeah, the Oval Office. Well, last night, as I was praying, preparing to come in today, Rhett, I was thinking about the word resolution. You know, that's a big thing we talk about as we prepare for the new year. And there's a desk in the Oval Office called the Resolute Desk, which is the root word of resolution. And so I did a little homework, and I found out a little bit about the Resolute Desk and how it got that name. And it was a very interesting story about some merchant ships from Great Britain. And the desk itself was crafted in 1880 from the oak timbers, the HMS Resolute, a British Arctic exploration ship. The ship was abandoned in the Arctic ice, later recovered by the Americans and returned to Britain as a gesture of goodwill. So the actual Resolute Desk comes from the fact that Great Britain, I believe it was Queen Victoria, actually used wood from that ship that the Americans rescued to build this desk for the American president. And it's a symbol of enduring diplomacy between the United States and the United Kingdom. It symbolizes a continuity of leadership and of service, resilience, and shared history. I just read this from, I think, one of the sources. It says, the desk gets its name from the British ship HMSA Resolute. After the ship became trapped and abandoned in the Arctic during the 1850s expedition, an American vessel later found and recovered it. The ship was refurbished and returned to Britain as a gesture of goodwill. When Resolute was decommissioned and broken up, Queen Victoria, actually, who is who it was, ordered furniture, including the desk, made from its timbers and gifted to the U.S. And so, yeah, it kind of was an interesting thing that I thought, wow, the actual saving of something that was, you know, actually destined for maybe destruction, the Americans saved it. And so the Resolute Desk is a great transition to talk about the things of God, because, you know, a lot of times things are possibly going to be destroyed in our lives. We're going in the wrong direction. And this is a symbol of sacrifice, rescue, and friendship. And so I thought that might be a good way to start, is think about things in our life that we would like to change, resolve, and be resolute in our determination to make 2026 a better year for us and our walk with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, the Bible does say, my people perish for a lack of vision. So obviously having a vision, you know, they say a goal without a plan is just a dream. But when you put legs on it and you put a closure date on it of expectation, you know, we're going to accomplish this, you know, we're going to accomplish this by this date. It seems to put legs on the dream, which then becomes a practical goal that you work towards, and so then you can break down the little bites to get there. So,
well, I thought the Resolute Desk is like a living parable, Rhett. Every time a president sits at this Resolute Desk, they are working on wood shaped by sacrifice, rescue, and reconciliation. And some of these are the characteristics of our walk with Jesus Christ, is to be involved in sacrificial love, for example, to help rescue others, and certainly work on reconciliation, not only with the Heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but also with one another. And I really like some of this stuff. It's pretty rich. The wood once belonged to a British ship, and it was abandoned. It was presumed lost, like you and me. We felt abandoned. We were lost. It was later found and rescued by a former enemy of the Great Britain, the United States.
With great resolve to save it.
Well, the Resolute Desk stands now as a physical reminder in the Oval Office.
Over. You jumped over there. Yeah. Brought it back, and then it was given as they refurbished it and gave it as a gift back to Queen Victoria.
Yeah, well, actually, when the United States rescued the ship, they weren't responsible for returning it to Great Britain. They'd found it, and they could have taken it as their own, but they said, no, we're going to give it back to Great Britain. And in like kind, Great Britain said, you know what, that was a wonderful beautiful gesture of friendship. Queen Victoria then has a desk built, which I believe Rutherford B. Hayes takes into the Oval Office.
Well, it's over the parts of the ship, because the ship was then broken up and destroyed when it got old and useless.
And so I like this. It says, the Resolute Desk stands as a physical reminder, as a living parable of this biblical truth, that God rescues what seems lost, He restores what once was abandoned, page 15 this is on, and God reconciles former enemies. So I thought, you know, a great way to start the new year, a lot about our lives is what we're receiving and what we give. So I thought, Rhett, that we could talk a little bit about what are we receiving from God? What are we going to be resolved to receive from God? Because unless we receive something, we have nothing to give. So I thought for my own life, and maybe for those listening, is that let's take stock in what has been given to us. The work has already been done by Jesus at the cross, primarily. He's done the work. But what are we going to receive from Him? Because we need to have this vessel of ours filled with His Holy Spirit, filled with what Christ Himself was resolved to do. He came to save that which was lost, to heal the sick, to set the captives free. And so let's receive in our time together today, Rhett, the Holy Spirit. We're asking the Holy Spirit to come and fill us, because apart from God, we can do nothing. So let's resolve in our program today to really think about what's been given to us. What did Christ resolve to do? His resolution was to come and save that which was lost. He came to set the captives free. And so we need to receive that. So then in turn, we can say, Lord, what am I determined to do this year to give out and be a blessing to others? So I thought that context of both receiving and giving is a good context to talk about. What are we going to be resolved to do this coming year?
Well, those who wait upon the Lord, what?
Will renew their strength. They'll rise up with wings as eagles. They'll walk and not be weary. They'll run and not faint.
Those who wait. Sometimes it's hard to wait. You know, I've had a number of things in my life. For instance, the sale of a house. And I had a certain price in mind. And all of a sudden found out that we had termites. And the termites, you know, we had to call a termite company. We call one termite company, and they wanted almost $10,000, which we could ill afford to have it, what do you call it when they put that thing around, the tent the house.
Right.
So then we called another firm down in Fort Pierce, Florida, and they said we can do it for $2,300, not $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, and they did a spectacular job. Then after that, we found out there was a leak. Some of the piping of these houses that were built 25 years ago had leaked, so that had to be fixed in the kitchen floor, so that held us up. So 6 months later, the house is for sale, and I want you to listen to this. So
yes,
when we put the house for sale, that we got a considerable one-third more than I originally had asked back 6 months earlier. So if the Lord hadn't delayed us, we would have taken a considerable less amount of dough for that. So he didn't wait to the 11th hour. He waited till 1 minute before midnight. And then boom, it was sold. And there's other circumstances I don't really want to talk about on the air, I guess. But
you're talking about waiting on the Lord and with anticipation. And I thought about the waiting in context of being a good waiter in a restaurant. Right. We come to God every day and we say, God, what do you have for me today? Or we say to the Lord, Lord, what would you like today? How can I help you? Oh, you'd like some water? OK, I can bring you some water. And the Lord says, well, today I have something else for you. You know, I think I'd like you to do some healing. Can you do some healing for me? So we're like waiters and waitresses. We come to the Lord's table. Right. We come to the Lord's table. We have fellowship with the Lord at his table. We take our communion at his table and we say, Lord, how can I help you? And we know the commands of Jesus are fairly clear, right? We know that he says to us and reminds us that love is this, that Christ first loved us and gave himself for us. So our first thing that we need to do every day of the new year is wake up with a sense of receiving the love of God, receiving his forgiveness, receiving the reconciliation we all need to be healed and to be whole ourselves. So we're a filled vessel, and God is always calling us to something, right? He said, what's on the menu today, Lord? Well, today, Rhett, you're going to go to the radio studio and you're going to be a part of a blessing to bless the people listening today. That's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to interact with David Usher and be kind to him and be gentle to him and be good to him. And so we really need to come to the Lord's table and ask God on a regular basis, Lord, what would you like to order today? Well, I'm going to order you to go out and love people. I'm going to order you to go out and clothe people. I'm going to order you to go out and resolve to do what I tell you to do. And
well, he did say the greatest among ye
shall be the servant. Yes, absolutely.
You know, this young man was 18 years of age. And I don't know, he was sitting on the floor for some reason, wherever he was. And he said the sinner's prayer, and he was born again right then and there. Well, he exited his body. And he said he was taken to someplace else, and there were all these people milling around in this kitchen area. Oh, no, not in the kitchen. It was outside the kitchen. And they're all dining, and people are going hither and yon, and waiters, and going in and out of the kitchen. Anyway, he says, oh, where's Jesus? And the fellow says, oh, I don't know. And then he asks another, where's Jesus? And he said, oh, there he is. He's coming out of the kitchen now. And he said, Jesus had a waiter's outfit on. I remember Jesus did say, the greatest among you shall be the servant of the rest. And so Jesus comes right up in front of his face. He said, you know, whatever the fellow's name was, and he said, do you see what I'm doing? He said, yeah, serving others. Yeah, well, I'm going to send you back, and that's what I want you to do, to serve others. And suddenly he said he was back in his body, and that's what happened to this young 18-year-old on the moment that he was born again to Jesus. And so he calls us to serve others. And of course, it also is written in the scriptures that I used to quote this on my radio show years ago. He give unto others and your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun. I think it's in the last book of the Bible, the Old Testament. Give unto others and your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun. Very hard to remember when we're down.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to remember
yes.
You're down and out. You know, okay, I feel so despondent, or I'm having a pity party. You want to come to my pity party? And nobody's buying a ticket to your pity party, and you're all alone. And you got to step out of that and go visit some kids that are in the cancer ward at the hospital, or maybe to an old people's home if you're called to that. Whatever you're called to do, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Maybe we have a friend, you and I have a mutual friend, the Michael the Greek, I call him, and he goes into the prisons every week. You know, we'll be out somewhere. He said, well, I just got out of prison at 3 p.m., and I'm with somebody. I said, well, he wasn't in prison like that. He was a minister. But Jesus said, did you feed me when I was hungry? Did you clothe me when I was naked? Did you visit me in prison? He said, on that day, he will ask these people. Some will say, well, we did signs and wonders in your name. We got demons out of people in your name. We did blah, blah, blah. And Jesus said, he will say, I never knew you as a husband or as a wife. Depart from me. Can you imagine?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.